Dr. Pinsky dictating a Mount IME on March 29 regarding Donald Conover, C-O-N-O-V-E-R. Donald Conover is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work in February 2021. Appeared on that occasion, he busted his left kneecap in an unspecified fashion. But he did go to Jefferson Hospital emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis, leading to surgery in March 2021, but he is unaware of his final diagnosis. Perry completed his course of active treatment in April 2021. Perry, he relates he was out of work for 6 months after this injury. Perry returned to work for 2 months, running up to the current date. Perry, he was placed on administrative leave for 1 to 2 months. Perry now finds it hard to pay for food. Period. He does admit to being diagnosed with alcoholism at some point. Period. He went to a rehab facility in November and December of 2021. Period. However, he continues to consume alcohol, as will be described shortly. Period. He does not attend Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. Perry states he calls his sponsor about once per week. Period. New paragraph in the occupational history. I have been provided with a copy of his job description for a custodian, -2, parentheses, night, close parentheses. Period. Amongst those items listed under, quote, ability, end quote, is number 4. Perry, this specifies he needs, quote, to be able to work alone and unsupervised in an assigned area of the building to keep it clean and sanitary at all times. Perry, this by no means should curtail the individual from assisting in other areas of the building when needed. Perry, end quote. New paragraph. As per correspondence from the custodial supervisor to the assistant superintendent dated 9/20/04, he related Mr. Conover had been out since 9/2/04 and would be out indefinitely for problems with his hip. Period. 6/21/05, the superintendent wrote correspondence to Mr. Conover. Period. It informed him his request for a medical leave of absence was accepted for the period 5/1/05 through 6/30/05. Period. 1/8/1/05. Additional correspondence was sent from the facility supervisor to the superintendent, including a doctor's note allowing Mr. Conover to return to duty after hip replacement surgery. Period. On 12/2/21, Mr. Conover wrote correspondence to Orlando Mercado, Human Resources Supervisor. Period. He was requesting a leave, accommodation, and health benefit continuation, as he had exhausted his family medical leave earlier in the year. Perry is a 22-year-old employee and asking to make this accommodation for him as a long-term employee who really loves his job. Perry understands this extension will only be for 30 days and he would be required to be back after the winter break with a return date no later than 1/3/22. Perry, he related he was taking care of his health needs and looking forward to returning to work healthy and ready to work. Period. On 9/22/04, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Nazario, N-A-Z-A-R-I-A-N. Period. His diagnosis was a vascular necrosis of the left hip. for which core decompression surgery was performed. Period. In paragraph, according to attachment 6.61, leave of absence March 2021, Mr. Conover had extensive periods out of work under FMLA. Similar tables from the following months were also provided, colon, April 2021 and December 2021. Paired new paragraph, Mr. Conover submitted a Family Medical Leave Act application on 4/13/21. Period. His health care provider indicated he sustained a left quadriceps tendon tear and had surgery on it on 3/11/21. Appeared he was going to get physical therapy and anticipated to be back to work on June 14, 2021. Period. However, he wrote the end date for the period of incapacity was 9/11/21. Period. On 6/9/21, Dr. Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D, wrote a short note indicating Mr. Conover was seen in their office on 6/9/21 and would be able to resume work on 6/14/21. Period. Dr. Jarrett, J-A-R-R-E-T-T, in the same group, wrote he had been seen in their office on 6/10/21 and would be able to resume work on 6/14/21 with no restrictions. Period. There is also a short progress note from Patient First, dated 1/19/22, period. Mr. Conover sought treatment there for back pain. Period. He was diagnosed with a strain of the back as well as mild cognitive impairment. Period. He was placed on restricted activities to resume regular duty activity on 1/27/22. Period. And also authorized him out of work retroactively from 1/22/22. Period. New paragraph, as per your email correspondence of 2/14/22, Mr. Conover submitted a request for accommodation on 12/2/21. Brady is currently out of work awaiting the subject fitness exam. Period. You also note certain other comments that will be inserted as marked. Period. Importantly, after returning to work in January 2022, after participating in an inpatient program at Recovery Centers of America, he began to have problems on the job once again after 2 weeks. Brady was then placed on administrative leave pending the current evaluation. Period. Physical exam. Inspection found him to be poorly nourished. Period. He reeked of a tobacco odor. Period. It was quickly apparent he had tremors of both hands. Brady states he last drank alcohol 4 days ago, which was Saturday, in the amount of 4 to 5 beers. Period. He denies drinking alcohol every day. Period. And put this in bold, as you know, for someone who's been diagnosed with alcoholism, even drinking this much is prohibited. Period. He relates he had an uptick in his alcohol intake after his knee surgery. Brett lost weight secondary to his knee surgery. Brett went at Recovery Centers of America. He was up to 180 pounds, but is now 157 pounds. Period. Neurologic. He demonstrated ataxia with tandem gait. Period. He had great difficulty performing standing on an individual foot. Period. I administered the Fullstein Mini Mental Status Evaluation, whose score was passable but not perfect. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed atrophy of the left thigh and swelling of the left knee. Period. He had an 8-inch longitudinal scar anteriorly at the left knee and a short healed surgical scar at the left hip. Period. There was no swelling or effusions. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Knee maneuvers. He had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of that section is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels, but his left knee hyperextended while doing so. Period. He was able to walk on his toes without difficulty. Period. The rest of that section is normal. He did volunteer that the rehabilitation he attended was 8 months after his surgery. Period. In the present complaint section, we'll list all the negative answers to the fitness for duty questionnaire. In the impressions section, Donald Conover has demonstrated poor attendance at his position as a custodian for Gloucester County Public Schools for a protracted period of time. Period. Fairly recently, he had been doing so under Family Medical Leave Act. Period. He requested and was accommodated for this to be extended on at least one occasion. Period. Some of these absences have been for orthopedic reasons. Period. In November and December of 2021, he was an inpatient at Recovery Centers of America for alcoholism. Period. Nevertheless, he continues to drink alcohol as recently as a few days before the current examination. Period. I've been informed that after completing the program, he returned to work and after 2 weeks had problems on the job once again. Period. His current neurologic exam was remarkable for being poorly nourished and obvious tremors of his hands. Period. He states he last drank beer several days ago and does not drink it every day. Period. His overall appearance and this reference to his sudden discontinuation of alcohol intake is typical of someone with possible impending alcohol withdrawal. Period. He was advised to see his family physician as soon as possible or go to the emergency room to address this issue. Period. Neurologically, he demonstrated ataxia and was unable to stand on a single foot. Period. All of these findings demonstrate to me that he is not currently fit for duty. This is particularly the case with respect to ability to work independently. Period. I would think that he imbibes alcohol while at work, precluding him working by himself in a safe fashion. Period. Moreover, the physical examination of the lower extremities found concerning clinical signs. Period. These included atrophy of the left thigh and swelling of the left knee. Period. When walking on his heels, he hyperextended the left knee. Period. These would impair his ability to perform many of the physical requirements of his position, such as standing and walking for extended periods of time, comma, bending at the waist, comma, pushing, comma, pulling, comma, twisting, comma, turning, comma, kneeling, comma, crawling, comma, and climbing ladders. Pretty must regularly lift and slash or move 50 pounds. Comma, frequently lift and or move up to 100 pounds. And occasionally lift and or move more than 100 pounds. Period. He would also need to work off of ladders. Period. Under the qualifications section of his job description is item 7 that states, quote, must be physically able to efficiently perform the duties of the position, period, any physical disability which would cause the candidate to be a hazard to themselves or to others is considered disqualifying, period, end quote. I believe this is the situation with Mr. Conover at the present time. Period. He is an imminent hazard to himself and others were he to continue carrying out his job as a custodian. Period. End. Lastly, he does have at least minor cognitive impairment at the current assessment, but this was noted when seen recently at patient first. Period. You have asked whether he needs to use a cane to ambulate or perform his job functions. Period. Based upon his current gait, I would think it would be helpful for him to use a cane or a brace on his knee. Period. He would not be able to safely and completely perform his job duties as outlined on the job description while using a cane. Period. Mr. Conover did not request an accommodation to this evaluator. Period. However, from my perspective, he would need accommodations in terms of ability to attend appropriate rehabilitation and long-term rehabilitation for his alcoholism. Period. Similarly, he would need to attend appropriate orthopedic and likely physical therapy sessions. Period. In terms of his cognitive impairment. There is no specific treatment, but his discontinuation of alcohol would likely halt his cognitive progression, period, and end. I forgot to say up front, please put a rush on this transcription. Thank you.